This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can only take 2 seconds of that. I'm sorry.
That's, I know.
Thank God we have the ability to turn that off. Oh, my goodness. I've gone ahead and raised a monster.
Just about every mother has probably uttered that sentence at some point in their life with something that their kid does. A lot of times, it's something that we've done to ourselves because they copy us. And I don't mean the screaming, just becoming obsessive about something to the point where you're like, oh, my God, this is all my fault. Producer Jessica is a prime example of this.
My son Walt is a Christmas decoration monster.
And that's a monster of your own creation.
Yes. Oh, 100% is.
Where could he have possibly gotten that from?
You guys. I mean, hi. It's so obvious he takes after me. It started a couple weeks ago. I went to go get some new Christmas decorations for our tree. We got a bigger tree last year and just needed some more stuff to fill it up. And we were looking through the ornaments and I was like, oh, what about this color, this color? Oh, that one's nice. Nope. Pushed it out of the cart. I don't want that one, Mom. I want that one. Like, he was pulling the stuff he wanted into the cart and putting the stuff he did not want in the back. I tried to pick out all these nice stars. We needed a new star for the top of the tree. None of them were acceptable to him.
Right.
He had to get up and like climb up to get the one he wanted.
Sure.
And that was the only one that was acceptable.
Hmm. It's the monster of your own creation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, my kids are a bit snobby about their food. I'm sure it's because of their mother.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. You're right. They copy us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure where this kid got this from.
But then sometimes the monsters we create are quite adorable, like this little girl I ran across on Instagram.
All right, I'm sorry I'm wasting a lot of your money, but I'm going to have to get a nutcracker and an ornament.
Are you in love?
Sorry, I'm wasting your money, but I need an ornament. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, though.
Are you? You don't look sorry, but okay. Those are so...
Oh, my goodness.
I can't decide if she wasn't so adorable, if she'd be annoying.
Yes, exactly. But she is. She's so cute. I've shared it both on John and Tammy and KSON's Instagram stories. Watch the whole reel because she's just too much.
A lot of times when you're looking at kids, yours specifically, and thinking, where did that come from? I've created a monster. Chances are pretty good because they're looking at you.
Right? Look in the mirror.
You know, I recently heard, I'll just say an argument between a couple who are friends.
Okay.
Saying that their kid got his road rage because of dad.
Sure.
So I'm guilty of creating a food snob monster.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, a Christmas decorating monster.
Right? I'm trying
haven't
to think
heard
of
what you've created yet, Tam.
I don't think you've created a monster, but I bet Kurt has. I go back to Grayson having to create that costume and being meticulous about handcrafting everything in that
good point.
Costume he
good
made
point.
For the gaming convention.
That's a good point.
Yes. That's very Kurt-coded.
It totally is, and you are right. And actually, we just had this discussion yesterday when he was talking about something. I said, yeah, I wonder whose fault that is.
Yeah, you're not getting off that easy. Which one of your kids looks up everything? Because they have to know everything.
Well, Grayson has always been the kid. Actually, that's not true, Mom.
Where did you get that from, Princess Jessica? I wonder where that one came from.
That's probably Tammy.
Help! I've created a monster. How did you realize that? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I mean, just, you know, I'll drop something and I'll say F, you know, and he just would drop something and say it again. And then it just looked, yeah, not okay.
Oops, I've created a monster. Natalie did.
With the F bombs, because guess what? Who do they learn it from?
I mean, Natalie didn't teach her kid a cuss. She taught her kid a gold star cuss. I mean, right? that's pretty much the top. 833-287-1037. Producer Jessica is guilty, as charged, of creating a Christmas decorating monster out of her son, Walt. Apparently, maybe fair, maybe not. I don't know. I'm possibly guilty of making my daughters into food snobs. Okay, I'm 100% guilty. I'm owning up to it.
When we create monsters of our kids, we call them a monster and then realize, oh, it's kind of all our fault.
It's like that Kraft macaroni and cheese commercial.
Yes, where the dad walks in and sees the brother taking a bite out of his sister's mac and cheese.
What are you doing?
She was full, I could tell.
Come on, she's not full. What? Where'd you learn this? Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You. All right. I learned it by watching you.
Parents who skim mac and cheese have kids who skim mac and cheese.
Exactly. We create the monsters. It is our fault.
Kyle is in North County. Kyle, how did you create your own monster?
So I accidentally taught them that bad drivers are, they are D-bags. Could we say that?
Yes.
Yes, you can say that.
Yes, you, by saying to that D-bag next to you, you're a D-bag, Mr. D-bag. They heard that, and now they're saying it all the time?
They're saying it. Well, this was a couple of years ago when my son was in preschool, and his teacher at the time was saying, hey, I was in an accident yesterday. My car's wrecked. That's why I have a new car. And my son says, well, does that mean that you're a D-bag?
Oh. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, how horrible for you.
Got the call to come in and have a meeting with the principal and explain why.
And then the principal goes, I think I know why.
Yes. You created that monster,
Kyle.
Mister.
Not too pleased with Kyle Jr. today.
Oh, my gosh.
We are our own Dr. Frankensteins. We create our own monsters. We are only blaming ourselves. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.